A few weeks from now, political activist Angela Davis is expected to speak in Birmingham. This is despite that the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute rescinded an award it initially planned to give to Davis. The decision roiled the city, and three board members resigned. Officials at the Civil Rights Institute have since apologized for their handling of the issue. Now questions remain about how the organization that highlights the struggle for justice and equality from another era will recover. WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler Stewart reports.
16th Street North in the heart of Birmingham's Civil Rights District looked like a mini festival on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. There were food trucks, there was music, and there was a long line of people waiting to tour the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. You wouldn't know it that day, but the Civil Rights Institute is at the center of a controversy. 3 weeks ago, the board rescinded an award for political activist Angela Davis. Davis says she was stunned by the board's decision and called it unjust. At issue was her opposition to Israel's treatment of the Palestinians. The debate over boycotting Israel has been a national issue. The board's reversal of the Davis Award led to an outcry nationally and throughout Birmingham. Larry Hayes is a DJ who was at Kelly Ingram Park on Martin Luther King Jr. Day. He says he's proud of Davis and he's upset by the board's decision.
Angela Davis is one of my heroes. She's my hero, so if they are denying her anything, they are denying me.
The anger from the community shook up the board. Less than a week after the announcement, the three top leaders resigned. Some people called for all of them to step down. Reverend Thomas Wilder is the board's treasurer.
This was handled very poorly. We caused a lot of this by the way we handled this. Now we got to try to clean all that up. With people calling for our heads, with people calling us Uncle Toms and everything else.
Wilder pastors Bethel Baptist Church in Collegeville, the same church the Reverend Fred Shuttlesworth once led. Even as the board struggles to deal with the fallout, Wilder says he gets it.
I can understand how the African-American community feels. You made an offer to one of our children. She's a civil rights icon. And then to give her the award and to take it back publicly is an act of humiliation.
He says the board has since made what he calls gut-wrenching decisions about its future, but he would not elaborate. The board's makeup has to be demographically balanced, Wilder says. But he says achieving that goal is difficult when only a few people with community connections or with money and resources are willing to serve. Critics of the board's actions say influential Jews were behind this decision. Days before the award was rescinded, the Birmingham Holocaust Education Center's board wrote BCRI saying they were concerned and disappointed with the decision to honor Davis. That sparked divisions among the Black and Jewish communities in Birmingham. The interfaith group Faith in Action recently hosted a forum meant to bridge that divide. Jimmy Crayle, a Jewish Birmingham physician, was there. He says one Jewish group or individual doesn't speak for the entire Jewish community.
I am very bothered when you have a single spokesman for a Jewish community who is not designated as that spokesman.
He says it should be up to the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute to decide on its award. Still, the board has to deal with lingering issues. Officials canceled the gala where Davis would have been honored. That was the Institute's big annual fundraiser. Beyond the financial toll, the Civil Rights Institute continues to grapple with how to repair its image. Cheryl Wheeler Stewart, WBHM.